From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. European Union President Donald Tusk says a Greek bailout deal has been reached after a marathon summit session between Greece and European leaders. Mr. Tusk said Monday from Brussels that a unanimous agreement had been reached after 17 hours of talks. Details of the agreement on how Greece will deal with its creditors have yet to be made public, but the agreement keeps Greece in the eurozone. Negotiators from a group of six countries, including the United States, are working Monday to close in on a comprehensive agreement on Iran's nuclear program after 18 months of talks. Diplomats in Vienna have hinted on Sunday that the two sides were close to having an agreement document ready. However, a senior U.S. State Department official said Sunday that major issues still needed to be resolved. The two sides have previously been at odds over the lifting of a U.N. arms embargo against Iran, which is not favored by most Western nations. Burundi is postponing its presidential election until for nearly another week after United Nations and African Union officials warn the vote could spark more violence in the already tense country. Burundi's president has rescheduled the vote from July 15th to July 21st. The president's decision to seek a third five-year term sparked a failed coup in May and weeks of violent protests. Critics say his re-election bid violates term limits set by the Constitution. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber detonated his explosive-packed car near a security checkpoint in southeastern Afghanistan on Sunday, killing at least 25 people. The bombing in Khost province also wounded dozens of others, including women and children. It was not immediately clear if the Taliban was behind the attack. It has claimed responsibility for similar bombings. Yemen's Houthi rebels and the government forces are accusing each other of violating a UN-sponsored humanitarian truce. We get our report from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
The Saudi-led coalition says it is not bound by the ceasefire that went into effect on Friday. Houthi media report coalition airstrikes hit a military hospital in the capital, Sana'a, a conference center near the city, and homes of Houthi leaders in Sadr. In related developments, Arab media reported that Khalid Baha, vice president of Yemen's Saudi-based internationally recognized government, was meeting to discuss the ongoing conflict with top Egyptian officials Sunday in Cairo. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The manhunt continues Monday for a notorious Mexican drug kingpin who escaped from a maximum security prison for a second time in 14 years, authorities say. Hakan El Japo Guzman escaped through a hole underneath the showers that led to a tunnel out of the prison. Authorities are questioning 18 prison workers in connection with Guzman's escape. Guzman was first caught in last year in February after being on the run for more than a decade. Pope Francis flew home to Rome from Paraguay on Sunday, ending a week-long three-nation visit to South America. The first South American pontiff reinforced his place as a spokesman for the world's disenfranchised. During his visit to Ecuador, Bolivia, and Paraguay, the Pope spent much of the time criticizing the injustices of the global capitalist system and demanding a new economic model in which rich and poor share equally in the Earth's resources. U.S. researchers say they are thrilled by the images already being sent by the New Horizons spacecraft as it gradually moves closer to Pluto.
You know, after working on this so long and having images that were so crude before we got on the spot, that were just a few pixels across, made from Earth or Earth orbit, and to see that double and then quadruple and then a factor of 10, and we've had about a total of a factor of 30 improvement. And now when you look at an image of Pluto, you see a real planet there. You see a complex world that just begs for exploration. And yet, we're going to do 100 times better than that with the images made on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, that's when Pluto is expected to be some 12,500 kilometers from the planet. In sports, it was Serbia's Novak Djokovic winning the Wimbledon on Sunday. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.